The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams.
Along with Sam Brewski. And welcome to Hoop Bowl Grizz.
We are back with another post-game show as the Memphis Grizzlies beat. That is right. You heard it. It's deja vu. Grizzlies start 0-2, 2 years in a row, and game three against the Brooklyn Nets, they win.
They smacked them around.
In overtime, nonetheless.
Odd how that happens.
You know, it was not as fancy as last year. It was not a buzzer beater that sent the Nets home, but it was overtime.
It sure was.
I love me some free basketball.
Indeed.
So we're going to run through the stats. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to leave the bad news after we talk about the game here and what we thought about the game. And we'll look ahead to the next matchup. So Grizzlies improved to 1-2. Next matchup is on Wednesday at Boston. Here we go. Grizzlies 116-111. Pretty good night from JV. He double-doubled. He looked a lot better tonight than what he did. He was checked out in that Hawks game. And as you know, you heard us talk about it. I talked about it with Brad in the co-show. Sam and I kind of talked about it a little bit on the post-game show. He just didn't look like he was engaged in that game. It happens. He was definitely engaged tonight. I was hoping that he'd score a little bit more because he was real aggressive early. And it looked like he was going to have a big night offensively. I mean, 14 points is not shabby, but I just thought that he was going to go for a little bit more. So 14 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steals, 1 steal. That's singular because there's only one there. And 3 blocks. Kyle Anderson, another career high for slow-mo tonight. 28 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Kyle Anderson is our best player right now. Thank you very much.
No doubt.
Dylan Brooks had a solid game, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. He was actually fairly efficient from the floor on 47%, 9 of 19. Still a lot of shots, but a lot more efficient than the last game against the Hawks. He was 2 for 4 from 3. Grayson Allen sucked it up. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. And he was 0 for 4 from 3. He had 1-3 late in the game. I'm still not even sure what he was doing. It was terrible. Ja Morant, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Tyus Jones, 9, 5, 4, 2 steals. Brandon Clark, bounce back game, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Desmond Bane, he played some more minutes. He took some more shots. And I said last time, I want to see him shooting the ball more because he can shoot. He didn't shoot the ball all that well tonight. He was 2 for 6 from the field. You know, you just got to get him looks. He can shoot. He's not going to knock down every shot. But I like, especially with what's going on right now, I want to see him in the game more. I want to see him with an increased role. Yes, I'm aware that he's a rookie, but I've said this from day one. As soon as the season ended, this season is more about development and growth than it is about playoff aspirations. Obviously, the team wants to make the playoffs. Me as a fan of the Grizzlies, I want to see them in the playoffs, but I want to see guys develop, and I think getting Bane out there and seeing what he can really do at this level is going to be extremely important. Conchar had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Gorgie had 7 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. And that's the end of it. That's all the stats for this game. Now we get into the bad news. Sammy, the bad news.
Awful news.
Terrible
news.
Leaves the game. He came down, and I can't remember what player he landed on, but he landed on another guy's ankle and hopped off the floor, never put weight on it. They took him to the back in a wheelchair. We don't know how serious it is yet. The x-rays at the Barclays Center were negative, no fractures. It's a good thing. still uncertainty. We got to get an MRI and make sure that we don't have ligaments, tendons, Lord knows whatever else it could be. But I think they said Tuesday is when we will kind of hear about that. So Morant did come back out to the bench. He was wearing a boot and stood up a couple times. Dylan made a shot. He stood up cheering for Dylan. They called a timeout. He stood up, you know. So there are positive things coming from that. But, you know, I said this on Twitter. Isaac Simpson was tweeting out, and, he, you know, it looks bad. You go back, you watch the video, you watch what Ja's doing. It looks awful. But, Sam, I know you've done it.
I have, yes.
Rolling your ankle.
It sucks.
It hurts.
So bad.
Even if you don't have any major damage, even if it's just like a mild ankle sprain,
mm-hmm.
when you first roll your ankle.
I thought I broke mine.
It's bad,
yeah,
man.
I really did.
I can't tell you how many times I done it, you know, like playground or, you know, even games whenever I was younger. Mm-hmm. It's you come down, especially like if you roll your ankle and you're not stepping on somebody's foot, that's one thing that hurts. But, man, when you land coming down on somebody and you roll it, geez Louise.
You just got that much more for it to shift. Ugh.
Yeah, it was – it looked bad. We watched the replay. It looked awful. And, you know, you want to be optimistic, but when you see the way that he landed and the way that, you know, Ja reacted, it just looks terrible. So what does this mean for the Grizzlies? It means they've got to have somebody. You know, I've said it in the first two games, they have to have somebody not named Ja Morant that can run this offense. Kyle Anderson showed that he could do that tonight. He was a primary ball handler when Ja went out of the game. A great job. And to be honest with you, Kyle Anderson is probably the best point guard on this team outside of Ja Morant. What do you do? You know, Tyus has started off rough. He's been bad early. And I just... I'm not convinced right now that Tyus is going to be productive enough to be that guy.
He needs to show up is what he needs to do.
I mean, he looked a little bit better tonight after Ja went out. Tyus did look a little bit better. He had a couple floaters. You know, he got aggressive. You have to be. When you lose your guy, you've got to be. You're already missing Jaren. You're missing Justice. Now you lose Ja. So somebody has to step up. Who's that going to be? It looks to be Kyle Anderson, but then you're back to kind of the bubble thing in who's running the second unit. What's going to happen there? And, you know, I had some conversations with, you know, just like Twitter conversations with people and Discord. And some of the guys were like, you know, D'Anthony Melton, and we already know that's not the answer. Sam, who do you think runs the second unit? So let's assume this. We're going to assume this. The starters, we don't know how long Ja is going to miss one, but mm-hmm. even if we're lucky in this and it's only an ankle sprain, no ligament damage, nothing of that nature, only an ankle sprain, and Ja is out for, say, 2 to 3 weeks. Starting lineup, Tyus Jones at the one, Grayson at the two, Dylan at the three, Kyle at the four, and JV at the five. Who's running that second unit?
That's tough.
You know, Melton has already proved that he can't do it. I don't need to see that again.
No, that's what I was just looking at.
And so let me back up a little bit.
I
said that about Melton. I like D'Anthony Melton, but D'Anthony Melton has point guard by his name.
Huh.
It's like that's not it. He's not a point guard. He's just not. He's a two. A pretty good comparison. Somebody talked about Avery Bradley, you know, a small two guard. And I think that's actually a pretty good, you know, like a pretty good call, you know, can handle the ball some. Can be kind of a secondary playmaker, but he's not going to run the offense. And so that leaves you, you know, we talked about maybe Grayson Allen doing it last year. He done a little bit in the bubble. He was successful at it, but he's starting now, so you don't have Grayson. So let's hear it, Sammy. You never did tell me who you think was going to run the offense, man.
Ah, that's tough.
Who's running the second unit, man?
Brandon Clark.
Get out of here. You know better than that.
I do. Man.
You know, you got so that second unit, when you're moving, when you move Tyus up.
You have Desmond.
Yeah, you're going to have, you got Desmond Bain.
Gorgie.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Who else you got? He's thinking hard. The smoke is rolling.
It is. I mean, Melton will sure play.
Mm-hmm. But you don't. Your only other guard type player that you have right there is Desmond Bane.
That's it. That's what I was just.
Give him a playmaker role.
Let's get it.
See what he can do. I think you've got to stagger it. I think you stagger it. Kyle, like I said, I think Kyle's probably the best point guard on the roster with Ja not being there. Tyus is good. Tyus is a good point guard. I like Tyus. He's been struggling. Kyle is a good playmaker. You plug him in anywhere, Kyle's going to play. He's going to go out there. He's going to produce. Where does it go? I think you staggered. I think that Jenkins staggers it. I think Tyus still starts, but I think that he will probably come off of the floor early and let Kyle do the ball handling. You know, you got Kyle and Dylan that can handle the ball. Grayson can handle the ball in the starting unit. And then see Bane early. And then that way you still have Tyus to run that second unit. He's going to get more minutes. And Melton didn't play tonight, but he'll be back soon. You know, Melton's not out for an extended period. So as much of a struggle as the second unit has been for the Grizzlies in the early going, this severely complicates things. I don't, you know, like McDermott is a shooter. He's a guard, but he's not going to be a guy on a two-way that's really going to run. He's not going to run the offense. I like John Conchar, but he's not a point guard. He's not running the offense. You really are limited on.
They're stuck.
You're stuck. You've got your guys that can handle the ball, that can run the offense, are all with everybody that's out. They're all in the starting lineup pretty much. So there's definitely, there has to be, like 100% has to be some staggering. And, okay, you move Tyus to the starting lineup. Tyus, Grayson, Dylan, or Kyle has to come. Maybe you pull Kyle early, and I hate to do that because he's playing better for us than anybody else, and Kyle plays like his minutes with the second unit as a ball handler. I don't think you do that, but like it's got to be Kyle or Tyus. I don't think that you can, because Grayson's not playing well right now either, and Dylan definitely works better with the first unit than the second. It's going to be an interesting few weeks. I hope that's all it is. We don't know. You know, obviously, we know it's labeled as an ankle sprain because there was no structural damage noted in the x-ray. MRI can show something different, a little bit more detailed, like, we will know more for sure on Tuesday. So when we go into Wednesday's game against Boston and we do that post game, this is something that we'll bring back up and we'll talk about it. But the Grizzlies are in a rough spot right now. Not that they were not already missing Jaren and Justice, but now you're missing Ja as well. Dang.
Yeah.
That's about all I can
say.
Super
pickle right there. That's what that is.
So I mentioned three things after the Hawks game that I wanted to see, or stuff that the Grizzlies needed to work on after that Hawks game. And I really think that those three things are still going to be pretty important. I don't think much has changed there. I said somebody not named Jai that can run the offense. I think we got the answer to that. That's going to be Kyle Anderson. I believe that that's Kyle. Desmond Bain getting more shots with Jai out. I think that just organically Desmond is going to get more shots. And then who steps up on the second unit? That's a big, big thing right now. Where are they going? Is it just going to be the starters that step up? Brandon had a bounce back game, 16-7, after looking awful and everybody ready to burn the farm and sell everything,
the cattle on that one.
Yeah, just craziness. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, man, he literally did not have a preseason. He played one game. So let it come to him. And I think that he showed tonight that he's still going to be there. He's still going to be effective. Efficient, 55% from the field tonight. He was awful at the free throw line. That's going to get better. He's working on his shooting stroke. That's going to improve. So, Sam, you remember the three things that you talked about that we needed to do against the Nets?
I believe it was threes, rebounds. Oh, what was the third one?
Defense.
It was okay.
So, Sam, how do we do in the rebound category?
Rebounds, we win 56-50. It was great. Offensive rebounds, one in that, and one in defensive rebounds. One in everything.
What I mean,
I win.
What did you say the totals were in the rebounds?
Total rebounds was 56-50. Offensive rebounds, 16-13. Defensive rebounds, 40-37.
All right, and your second thing was they need to shoot the ball better from three.
Yes, and 34%. But if you round it up, it's 35%. 10-29, so.
They did.
Yeah.
The things that Sam said that we needed to do better moving into this game against Brooklyn to beat them.
They knew.
They done it.
I talked to them. They knew.
You know, it's funny. Brad and I were talking on that co-show, and we were talking about Dylan Brooks and the things that he does and what he brings to this team. And Brad is like, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies are at their best when Dylan Brooks is scoring 20-plus points efficiently. And it doesn't get any more accurate than that. When Dylan Brooks is scoring 20-plus points on 15-17 shots as opposed to scoring 19 on 23 like he did against the Hawks, the Grizzlies are significantly better. When Dylan is struggling from the field, a lot of times he goes into the force-it mode, and it doesn't turn out too well for him. He had four assists tonight. What was Dylan, 24 points?
24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals.
So he's passing the ball, and there were at least, I'm going to be a lot less generous than what I need to be, but there were a minimum of 3 good passes made by Dylan Brooks that should have led to buckets that his teammates blew. He could have easily, you know, had close to a triple-double line tonight. You know, he wasn't going to get a triple-double, but he could have been easily 24-7-7.
Career high in assists, if he'd have done it.
Career high is 9 for him, I believe.
Oh, it wouldn't have, because it's 8. He has 8.
Yeah. So, never you know, mind. He is improving. Dylan is, he's making the, maybe not leaps and bounds like we would like to see, but he's making adjustments to his game. Does he still take bad shots sometimes? It's going to happen.
Every day.
It's Dylan Brooks. He's confident. He knows that the team needs him to score. He's going to attempt to score. I can live with it. Some of the passes he made tonight were great, great passes. Teammates didn't finish, did knock down the shot. Could have easily had 3 to 4 more assists, and that line looked so much beefier. But it's good. It was enough for the Grizzlies to win tonight. Not the way that you wanted to do it. I'd rather take the L and have Ja Morant healthy, but can't always get what you want.
True.
Sam, you got anything else on the game, man?
No, I don't think so.
Me too. It, you know, it's a win. We're happy. But at the same time, you don't know where your franchise player is going to be. You don't know how severe this injury is. I'm optimistic in the fact that he was up in the boot walking on it, because that's a good sign.
That's a huge plus. Cause,
you know, he was back to the bench fairly quickly.
Geez.
After what looked to be...
devastating. It looked awful.
It, like, man, his reaction... Ugh.
When he hopped off the floor, I was like, oh, my God. He done broke something. Like, it's over. He man. Done broke something. And then when they showed the replay, I'm like, well, that happened to Jonas a couple years ago, and he was out for the rest. Of course, it was at the end of the season.
Right.
So,
yeah, I think that was more of a safety thing than a necessity
thing. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you know, don't rush it. But I think, honestly, he's gone a minimum of 3 weeks here.
It wouldn't surprise me none.
You know, and that is barring any type of awful news coming from this MRI. And we're not going to know how long he's going to be out, because that's the MO of the Grizzlies front office right now. When's Jaren going to be back? Well, he's progressing well. We're happy with where he's at. We're not going to give you a time frame because we don't want to be married to a date. We'll get him back as soon as he's healthy.
Well, I need to know, because he's on my fantasy team. So
nobody cares about your fantasy team.
Everybody
Sam.
Cares about my fantasy
Nobody.
Team.
Nobody. So that's Anywho. What we're going to get. When we, you know, when we find out about the MRI and the timetable, there'll be like generic stuff coming from the front office, because that's what they're about now. And then we'll see when he gets back. I hope Desmond Bane goes crazy while he's gone.
Blows up.
That's what I want to see. Sam, before we get ready to sign out of here, three keys to victory from you against Boston.
Oh, boy. Score more points. I like that answer. But realistically.
I'm
going to
kick him off the show. Okay, I'm just muting his mic. He's done.
Well, let's
three
see.
Things. Keys
three
to
things.
Victory. And, you know, I'll make it easy on you.
Yep.
Sam, we've got to rebound and we've got to play defense. You've got to give me one. Rebounding, defense, what's your third key to victory?
Because that's what I was going to say anyway. Rebounding, defense, but they did pretty good. Shoot over 90% from the free throw line. Let's go.
Free throws. Yeah, I don't know how
free
many free throws
win
are.
Championships, so.
They do. I don't know that they're going to be able to make enough
no,
free throws to be into that. But I mean, being effective from the free throw line is definitely important. Brandon was awful tonight. What'd they shoot from the free throw line tonight, man?
Stand by. I got
He's
you.
Pulling it up. Maybe he's pulling up.
22 of 29.
That's not awful. What's the percentage
70,
on that?
Well, 76%.
Okay. I mean, that's not bad as a team. Brandon done the – it was what, 22 of 29 is what you said?
Yeah, 22 of 20. Yeah, yes, yes.
22 of 29. I think Brandon missed most of those.
I was trying to see what Brandon had.
Oh, yeah, he was 3 for 7. So Brandon missed.
Yeah, he was the one.
The majority of those.
Yeah, he was the one.
Yep.
The Nets actually shot 15 of 17.
Fewer free throws.
Yep.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
88%.
Taking care of business.
Yep.
So Boston's going to be tough. Especially with Ja Morant out.
That ain't gonna,
man.
That's going to be a crap show.
You got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. That's going to be a tough out for the Grizzlies. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Mm. I hope that Tyus Jones. I want this game to get Tyus Jones going. I want Desmond Bane to go crazy. We need somebody to do big stuff in order to be successful while Ja is out here. We will learn a lot about this team in the next few weeks. Really, really will. Let's talk to you about our sponsors. We talk to you about them every show, but it's because they're great. It's what keeps the wheels going here at HoopBall. Our guys over at MyBookie.ag, the best online sportsbook out there. MyBookie.ag has more lines and better odds than any other sportsbook. Go check them out. Use our promo code HoopBall and get you a nice little sign-on bonus. MyBookie is running I mean, they're giving away money, basically, man. Like, they run odds boost, and the bets are insanely high percentages for you to win, nearly a lock, as close to a lock as you're ever going to get from a sports book. I can guarantee it. You want to parlay, bet little, win big, get over there. MyBookie has got all the parlay betting you want. You like props bets? They got it all. MyBookie.ag, promo code HOOPBALL. Get in there. It's simple. MyBookie.ag, you go over there, you get signed up, you bet, you win, and they pay you. Super easy. We still got all the stuff going on with our guys over at Manscaped. You know about the Lawnmower 3.0. Promo code for that is HOOPBALL20. And that's it. We're going to leave you with it. We'll be back Wednesday.
Yes.
Post game after the Celtics game. Hopefully with some good news on Ja. We'll see where it is. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I'm at DWheel2111. Sam is.
It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
Until next time, get better, Ja.
Jaeger.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.